Concerned residents on both sides of the panhandling debate filled City Hall this morning to speak out on whether or not Tampa should ban panhandling and street vending at intersections and along roadside streets. Spencer Cass is the president of the Virginia Park Neighborhood Association and asked the city to crack down on panhandling.
Our concern is that the city of Tampa has allowed for this solicitation to go on in the right-of-way. As council said, it's not allowed in the county. We feel it's become now a dangerous situation. We have absolutely nothing but sympathy, you know, for the people who need the money to live. We feel that there are other ways that they can be helped in the city. The city already gives a tremendous amount of money to a lot of the not-for-profits to try and help people who are looking for work. But to allow this right-of-way solicitation to continue isn't right. We've asked that the city council adopt the exact same ordinance that was legally upheld in St. Pete today.
The ordinance Cass is referring to is one passed in St. Petersburg last June, which put a blanket ban on all street vending, including panhandling, newspaper hawking, and charity drives. Currently, the city of Tampa allows solicitation along city streets and in the medians at intersections, as long as panhandlers or vendors wear bright, reflective safety vests. No one can solicit after sunset, and you must be at least 18 years old to be a street vendor. The main concern is safety for both drivers and vendors, but Dan Dressler, who employs newspaper hawkers on city streets, said he's never had an issue with safety.
In 5 years, I talk facts now. Zero fatalities with the newspaper industry. Zero. I do understand that people drive off the road on the sidewalk, but I also heard that the DUIs are the highest they've been anywhere. I'm assuming that person was drunk that drove off the road onto the sidewalk and killed the bicyclist. The effect it'll have on the newspaper circulation, the effect it'll have on my personal livelihood, my people's livelihoods, is a great consideration for. I would like you to ask that you keep that in mind when making these decisions.
Kate Andrews is the publisher of the Florida Sentinel Bulletin, and she also spoke in defense of newspaper vendors.
I've been in the business my entire life because my grandfather was the person who actually founded the newspaper. And from the beginning, he always had newspaper boys and girls to sell the newspaper. We have tried to keep this tradition going. It has supplemented many incomes. We have a lot of elderly people who supplement their income by selling the paper. It's unfortunate that a lot of our elderly people and our young people have to do this, but they do it. They do it with integrity and honesty. And this would be a travesty if you guys decided to put them in the poorhouse even more.
City Council member Yoli Capon alluded that we should look to St. Pete's panhandling ordinance for guidance and a possible solution to homelessness.
St. Pete's penalty is 60 days in jail. Well, that's a way of giving a roof over a homeless person.
However, City Council member Thomas Scott said he could not, in good conscience, support a complete ban on street vending or panhandling.
A lot of these people out there, they're not there because they want to be there. They're out there trying to sustain their living, take care of their families, and take care of themselves. If you enforce the St. Petersburg ordinance, 60 days in jail, somebody got to pay for them 60 days. How much it costs to be in jail a day? That is a cost to taxpayers. Who's going to pay for that? You are. Taxpayers are going to pay for it. The question is, what is the answer? I don't have an answer. But I will tell you today, I am not ready to pass a blanket ordinance that raise the unemployment rate even higher and force people to be outdoors on the streets. I just can't do that in good conscience.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern says she was not convinced that street-side panhandling poses serious danger to public safety.
I'm not convinced. I haven't heard anything to show that we really haven't an existing serious public safety concern because of panhandlers or newspaper sales. But it occurs to me that the real distractions that we have on the road now are not outside the car. So if you're looking outside the car at who's standing on the side of the road in the median watching the traffic lights, you're going to be a better driver than if you're texting.
The council took no action on the panhandling issue. It intends to review its legal options and return it to the agenda next month. Full disclosure, this reporter is a candidate for the Tampa City Council District 6 seat, currently held by Charlie Miranda. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.